You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
Now, we've been talking about the big question for the last few weeks during Lent. Anyone remember? Did Jesus have to die? I know, it's a big question. So, we have 7 weeks of Lent, and we're tackling it all. Now, last week, we ended the sermon with the question, what would happen if Christ didn't die? Now, the answer, I feel, is much like this song that was just played, 16 Tons. Anyone heard it before? Okay, a few of you guys, right? It's old school, but it's very hip still. Johnny Cash covers it. That makes it hip, right? Anyone know what this song is about? Where it came from? Coal mine, good. Somebody was watching the pictures, cheat sheet. I know, I try to make it easy for you. So essentially, the song is about coal mining. And when they were working on the coal mines, and way back when, and the railroad, all this fun stuff, they were often paid by the company store vouchers, not cash. So the miners lived in the company dorms, and they also needed to buy the company equipment only sold at the company store. And often, after a full day of work, they actually owed more money to the store for the room and board than they did working that day. It's a vicious cycle. And how do you come from out of under that? If you owe more every day and you try to keep working and it's just not enough. Now, humanity has been living with original sin hanging over their heads for quite some time. Generations had tried to do well by God, and the knowledge of sin and temptation, well, didn't prove enough to help them overcome that burden. Now, even the really good guys like Moses or the kings like David still seem to mess up here and there. How can we reconcile, you know, just as a regular Joe guy without even a mention in the Bible, how can we reconcile with God? This question, this theory, is called atonement. How can we, using our free will, atone for the sins brought forth from original sin in order to be at peace with our eschatological future? See what I did? I used all our fancy words from the last few weeks. Yes. If you have no idea what these fancy words mean, you can look it up on iTunes. We podcast, so you can check it out, or come more often. Or, for the high schoolers in the house, welcome to college. Now, we are not always formal, but there are a few key pieces that we have every week that you will find in any church. And one of them is this. What do you call this? Altar? Ding, ding, ding. You know, come on, left side. You got a little bit more. Right side's winning. Okay, so an altar, yes. An altar is where sacrifices were made. We know about this from scriptures. Often it was like a sheep or a goat or a pigeon, dove, something like that. And don't forget, Abraham, poor Abraham, had to bring his only son to the altar to be sacrificed, thinking he had to do it before God put before him a ram instead. One more random question. Ever heard of the scripture, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? Okay, right? The scripture is actually not about vengeance. It's actually about having the punishment fit the crime. So if somebody kicks dirt on your new designer sandals, you can't kill him. You may only do something that has been with reason of sand on your new sandals. So now let's take these two ideas, these two thoughts that we know from Scripture, and look at the question of atonement again. Can a goat take away this humanity's sin? Why? Okay, center. I like the new ideas. Okay, center, what do we have? All right, a goat is just a goat. So Austin's theory is that a goat is not equal to humanity, the sins that humanity are creating, or that distance, that falling away from God, is a lot more than the goat. I paraphrase? Yeah, okay. Anyone else want to take a gander or guess why a goat can't take away humanity's sins? Oh, yeah, let's hear it left side. Woo-hoo! So Trey has the butterfly effect with humanity kind of reaching out to more of us, and that we affect more folks, and sin that we have done affects more people, right? And the goat is just a goat. Any others? Yeah, Alexandria. Could be. Yes, so Alexandria kind of shared, you know, you can't say a goat is equal to a human. So eye for an eye, 100%, goat for goat. Do you want to add more? No? Okay. The only other argument, you guys are fantastic. You nailed a lot of great theological arguments. The only one we didn't touch or share is the fact that the goat is killed by the owner. It didn't die willingly. It didn't walk itself to the altar and say, take me. And so sin must be paid willingly, not by force. You can't force somebody else to pay your debts. Now, our scripture tonight comes from Hebrews 10, and the preacher talks about old sacrifices. Now, he's talking about the Day of Atonement, otherwise known as Yom Kippur to our Jewish friends. And the Day of Atonement was more like a day of feeling really bad about yourself. A whole day of that. How you're a sinful person, how you really should feel guilty for all the things you've done, including being a human being. A day like that in the year helps clean the surface, but it really doesn't do much for healing the wound. The biggest complaint he has about these old sacrifices is that they didn't work. I mean, if they did, you wouldn't have to keep coming back year after year. Sacrificing a goat, sacrificing a bull, right? A new sacrifice has to be made. It was the only way this awful cycle, this pattern of sin, could be broken. No worthy sacrifice, no forgiveness. But when there's forgiveness, there's no longer need for this bloodshed of sacrifice. Now, the only sacrifice of someone who was not in debt to sin could be worthy enough. You cannot bargain if you have nothing to bring to the table, right? You can't go play the $500 table at Vegas when you have a dollar in your pocket. I grew up in Vegas. These are weird analogies for some of you. Christ was the only perfect one. Christ was the only one worthy enough to actually have something to give. He took the accusations, took the punishment when the sin was not his. He took the bargaining chip and willingly turned it over to all of us. So what we could get more. We could get what only he deserved. Eternal life with God, a loving relationship with God right here, right now. Through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, a new covenant was made. Think back to our communion liturgy. The body broken for you, the cup of the new covenant poured out for you. The new sacrifice. Jesus abolished the first to establish the second. We know that Jesus, someone perfect and worthy, had to die for atonement. We only now need to figure out how, in his death, we were saved from our sins. And that is where we'll pick up next week, in our final part of Did Jesus Have to Die?